The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Before we get to walking in L.A., I want to talk a little bit about riding in France. I know you probably got a Tour de France update or final update on that.
During Weekend Digest at 7:35.
But I do want to comment on the 19th stage that was shortened for an odd reason, because you had cows that were having to be culled for lumpy skin.
What?
Have you ever known a sporting event cut short for that?
No.
Yeah, I guess it's more of the insanity of what is the Tour de France, that something would be canceled for such an odd reason, because they're going through certain rural areas, and I guess they were doing cow culling, where they were shooting cows in the head because they had a disease they didn't want to get out. And so I think they shortened it by about, 30, 40 kilometers, mm-hmm. like a good amount.
They didn't want the cyclists to get into
Lumpy
gunfire.
Skin. Right. Well, I don't know if it was an all-out, it wasn't like gang warfare that was going on out there.
Were the cows armed, too, to shoot
the
back?
The cows had found the stash of weapons and gotten a hold of some. And anyway, that was a little bit of a crazy sports note that I saw there. So, yeah, 7:35, you're going to talk about Pogačar and whether he's any good.
Pretty much.
That's the most smoke and mirrors athlete I've ever seen in my life.
Why do you say that?
He's not that great. And will you do me a favor when you're talking about him at 7:35? Yeah. Will you tell him that?
Well, we're not going to have him on.
Oh.
But he's pretty great.
Yeah.
And I was annoyed when I was reading the story and it talked about the stage that was shortened that featured two hors de category climbs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, means that they cannot be categorized. Still, even
correct.
At this late date,
correct.
AI cannot come up with a way to categorize these climbs. They're beyond category.
Yes.
Another one of my annoyances with that sport.
The race initially started categorizing climbs, so you would know how difficult they are. So a Category 4 climb is the easiest. Category 3 is next. Category 2 is pretty hard. Category 1 is a really hard climb. And then they discovered that there were roads that weren't fit for man. And
yet man had built them and had been traveling them since the road was
certainly
built.
Certainly not fit for bicycles. Could not comprehend how steep they were. So they needed their own special designation. They were beyond any category. They were hors de category climbs.
Okay. All right. Don't get me crazy. Walking in L.A., so Friday, I stayed over on Friday, as did you, Junes. We both stayed over in California Friday night and then flew out on Saturday morning, and our plane was delayed getting back. But it's not so bad to have a plane delayed when you have that little tiny Santa Barbara airport to hang out in. And you and I both just went outside, and I read a book, and I don't know what you did.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah. Beautiful weather out there. And the place, that little airport, I think only has, what is it, about 4 gates? How many gates that thing have?
It's pretty small.
I think it has 6.
6.
I walked all the way to the end. Took me 1 minute.
Right. It's very tiny. And it's a great airport. But anyway, we got back. On Friday night, I went out with friends from L.A. And we all meet at a restaurant in Sherman Oaks. And a little bit early for the meal, so I walk around with my one friend who gave me the ride, Ricky. You guys know Ricky. And so we're just walking around, and it's just beautiful weather, and there's all these outdoor cafes and all this life going on Ventura Boulevard, and it's just so nice. So nice. Such a great evening with friends laughing at this old school. It was a Mexican restaurant, but it looked like a low-ceilinged Italian restaurant from in like New York or something. Mm. It's supposed to be an institution, a famous Mexican restaurant. Anyway, great evening. And that was my last walking experience in California before I flew back. Now, I had a week of walking in California between Bob and I walking back together from our team meal to I went out several nights and walked the beach, and enjoyed that fantastic weather. And so I thought last night I would continue that fine tradition of me walking at night.
But this is walking in hell.
Bad decision,
uh-oh,
Coach. I was so sweaty and miserably sticky when I got back.
Damn!
It was horrible. And half the time, I'm having to walk in the roadway because the sidewalk just ended all of a sudden. I'm
right.
aware of the bad infrastructure we have here for it being a walking city. In L.A., it's great people watching when I was walking around there. Because, you know, you'd see people and they're having animated conversations and it's just friends or lovers strolling along. And it's just such a great scene. Everyone I ran into last night had their head down because they were busy making their way to a drug deal.
Jeez.
It just had a completely different feel. It's like we all felt that the other one was about to rob us.
Right.
You know, they're looking at me all suspiciously. I'm looking at them the same way because they're the only people who would be stupid enough to be walking in 90 degree temperature at night. It has nothing good going on.
And it's the weather that puts everybody in that mood, largely. Also the setting, but when you're walking around in the evening and it's 70, you're just in a good mood.
Right.
But when it's 90, 95, you're not.
Right. Yes. And they've done studies about how crime goes up during the summer because people are cranky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are pissed off.
We're entering the toughest month. About to get to August. It's going to be brutal.
You believe we haven't hit 100 yet here?
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of proof that whole global warming thing was just BS.
Yeah, you're real anti those people, aren't you?
Yeah. Climate change.
Happy weather, so.
He should be the new muffin. Well, also walking in L.A., there was a guy that was arrested in Burbank in the L.A. area. And I don't know if y'all saw this story. Did you see what he was arrested for? Mm-hmm. He has an unusual crime that he commits over and over again and will get arrested for it.
Mm-hmm.
Time and time again. Khalees Caron Crowder, 38-year-old man, who has been arrested multiple times for sniffing. Tell me when you find a red flag, by the way.
One. Well, actually two, but multiple times.
Women's rear ends.
Oh, gosh.
While in public.
Have we heard about this guy before?
Yeah, because he's... I think the whole nation stops when he's arrested again, going, what's happening there? I think it gets worse because he was arrested by the Burbank Police Department at the Walmart where he was doing this.
Did he get busted on video once?
Yes, and it went viral.
Yes, I remember this guy.
Yeah, that was a... That was a big moment in this case when some dude put out, I think it was August of 2023, a TikTok went out, showed this dude doing it to a woman at Barnes & Noble in Burbank.
Jeez.
And then other people started coming forward saying, that's that same dude who did this to
my daughter, my sister, my wife, my sister-in-law.
Okay, if it's that many times, shouldn't he be institutionalized somewhere?
Well, why are you always trying to institutionalize
people? I'm not always trying. I'm saying in this case, if they can't keep him from doing this.
This is clearly a case of the system failing him. You see how it's a little bit different than you thought. And
he obviously needs help.
Right. And the system has not given him the help that he needs. That he's clearly crying out for.
Okay, well, that's basically what I said. Shouldn't he be institutionalized somewhere?
Well, you want to throw him in jail.
Or no.
How do you break someone of their
rear-end sniffing habit?
You told me that you've not found a way to do that with any of your dogs.
Well, you can't stop dogs from doing that.
Oh. The wife of Robert Horry.
Robert Horry?
Wow.
Big Shot Bob?
Most definitely.
The wife of Robert Ory accused this guy of doing this, of actually stalking their teenage daughter a decade ago.
Hey, see what I mean? This guy's and not well.
She says he needs to be put away for good.
Okay, I'm with her.
He also has convictions for burglary, robbery, and indecent exposure, and he's accused of additional prowling crimes. Yeah, he's got a huge, long rap sheet, and when he's walking in L.A., he's just down there.
Yeah, we get it.
With his yep. schnoz, just...
God. We get it.
Well, it's an audio medium. I had to provide auditory support for the story, or
really
people
don't.
Won't even understand the story.
Yeah, I think that we get it.
If you had this guy do something to someone that you love, and you're with them, don't you think that you'd be arrested for assault?
Yeah,
could you restrain yourself from doing that?
Yeah,
from hitting him?
You would have to fight that urge, but it wouldn't be good on your part to do that. You just notify authorities and say,
"Hey." Or do you fight fire with fire and you walk around sniffing him where he can't?
Who wants to do that?
I'm just trying to buy some produce. Can you please leave me alone? No. And you're down.
No, I wouldn't do that.
If he did that to somebody you knew, wouldn't you be more confused than angry?
Like, yeah, it would be an odd scene. What's going on? Because it doesn't compute in your mind that a human would be doing this.
Right.
Everything going on right now.
At a Barnes & Noble or a Walmart. It said he had just come from Nordstrom Rack, where their security cams had picked him up, following women from section to section.
Right.
Yeah. He needs help.
Okay, I'd love to see the help that you would provide him. Mr. Therapist diagnosing everyone as quote-unquote bananas. Is your official catch-all diagnosis of all mental conditions.
Well, not all, but this one, he's clearly bananas. So put him in a banana hut.
Do you... A what?
That's what we'll start calling these institutions for people like this.
Banana
huts. Yeah.
Banana huts. What was it, Craig, your dad called? The funny farm? Loony bin.
Oh,
that's right.
He called work the funny farm.
That's right. Okay.
He would come home from work and say, another day at the funny farm. But they called institutions a loony bin.
Nut house?
Or a nut house. No, he never called it a nut house.
I guess in this guy's case, it'd be a butt house.
Well, he wouldn't be going there to...
The victims are we're trying to get help right now.
He'd be going there to get away from that, so it wouldn't be a butthouse.
Yeah, that...
No, I think if you have that sniffing problem, you have to go to a butthouse.
Well, what is a butthouse?
Try to rehab you.
What? I don't understand.
That weird.
Try to rehab you.
Bottom.
So, anyway, happy 4th of July.